So, best guess, Mark, what do you think you'd be most likely to recommend in her?
I think I would still be inclined to consider a trastuzumab-based adjuvant scheme and just, pray that her heart will be okay and follow it very closely. I mean, this comes up occasionally in metastatic breast cancer too, and at some point in time, the patient's disease will be such that it is as or more life-threatening than the risk of cardiomyopathy associated with the trastuzumab. And when that boundary is crossed, then trastuzumab becomes a therapeutic option.
What about chemo?
I think it's also got to be on the table in this case, and I think I would try it. I mean, I would quickly bail out in the event of any sort of,
Which
sneeze
chemo?
of toxicity. I think weekly taxanes are particularly well tolerated. I would have to find out what the literature is on hemodialysis and paclitaxel. I don't, off the top of my head, know what effects it has on pharmacology of paclitaxel, but weekly low-dose paclitaxel, 80 per meter squared, let's say, is particularly well tolerated. I've used it in octogenarians. It would be something that I would consider. Anthracyclines are off the table in this case because of the low ejection fraction.
So you would give taxanes and trastuzumab concurrently?
Yeah, I'd probably try weekly paclitaxel trastuzumab.
What do we know about cardiac safety of a taxane and trastuzumab without any prior anthracycline compared to nothing?
Well, I mean, we have the data from several randomized clinical trials where paclitaxel trastuzumab has been one of the treatment arms. For example, the Robert study comparing paclitaxel versus paclitaxel carboplatin.
And what was seen there in terms of
Well, there's no real impact on EF when you use paclitaxel trastuzumab alone. We have the pivotal trial data, of course, in metastatic disease as well.
But how would you interpret the pivotal trial in terms of that question?
Same thing. I think that
No
there's
impact?
I'm not going to say no. I mean, certainly there are anecdotes of depressed ejection fraction on patients who were even treated with single-agent trastuzumab. So you're not going to say it has no impact, but the risk is very low indeed. I mean, look at the BCRG006 cohort, which was, not paclitaxel, but docetaxel carboplatin trastuzumab. The risk of clinical congestive heart failure or grade 3-4 cardiotoxicity, I believe, was 0.14% or something. I mean, it was very, very low. It's certainly disconcerting that this patient is starting out with known cardiac disease, but it's more disconcerting, arguably, that she has such a high risk of recurrence and will probably die from breast cancer if you don't maybe give some attempt at adjuvant therapy in order to gain distant disease control.
So, Brian, how did you think this one through and what did you do?
Well, this one was actually made easy for us, Neil, because the lady actually refused to have any kind of intravenous or systemic therapy. So, in the
What
end
was her
on
thinking
this,
there?
well, I sort of hid this part just to make this case a little bit more interesting, but there'd been some kind of psychiatric history there as well. So on this one, the consensus opinion amongst the group, because this was presented at tumor board, was to treat just with an aromatase inhibitor in this case. Now, I must admit that just as Marcus said, the risk of recurrence here is extremely high. I would have tend to have leaned in Mark's directions. I would probably have gone back to the cardiologist and asked if we'd have played around a little more with the cardiac protective meds with an ACE inhibitor as well, as per the MD Anderson data of Jean-Bernard Durand, whether you could have kicked the LVEF up a bit more. And I think the weekly Taxol, paclitaxel, with trastuzumab would probably have been the optimal sort of therapeutic index. So I would have agreed with you on that. The other one on this would have been, doing an aromatase inhibitor with trastuzumab,
Right.
as we discussed with the previous case.
Absolutely.
But on this one, I would have tended again because this is such high risk, if anything, to prefer the weekly paclitaxel with trastuzumab.
Interesting.